Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, on May 16th, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with local businesses, member businesses, and the city of Manhattan Beach to support the growth, visit the website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Looking forward to today's show because it's we love these events that are popping up, new events, exciting events, and this one has some very special people involved. They're Cicerones, right?
Yes, Cicerones. Now we know the word.
Yes. Who are our guests today?
Well, today we're going to find out which restaurants will be paired with which breweries at the inaugural Bite at the Beach, a food and craft beer festival showcasing the best food and drink in the South Bay. It takes place tomorrow, Saturday, May 17th, from 2 to 7 p.m. at the MBS Media Campus in Manhattan Beach. Now, Matthew McIver is the founder of Localite LA Public Relations. He is also the editor of the lifestyle blog LA Wonders, as well as a contributor for the Beach Reporter. A native from New Jersey, Matt has lived in various parts of the country but now calls Redondo Beach home. Matt's passion for food, craft beer, wine, and traveling is reflected in his career of representing hospitality and lifestyle brands throughout California. Angie Corrente is the owner of Doma Kitchen, located in the heart of Redondo Beach. The family-owned cafe provides delicious, healthy food in an eclectic beach environment. Doma means home in the Slavic language. Owners Stan and Angie drew inspiration from loving memories of their home and their extensive world travels when creating the Doma Kitchen experience. Angie's design background and Stan's building experience fed into creating the atmosphere of this unique eatery. Luis Villaneda is the general manager and partner of Circa and is also the director of operations at Zislis Group. Villaneda is a native Angeleno and a Loyola Marymount grad with a diverse history in the restaurant and nightlife industry. Prior to joining the Zislis Group, Villaneda was a partner at El Cid in Silver Lake, booking legendary bands, hosting rock nights, and influencing the overall theme of the restaurant along with his partners. Luis utilized his passion for nightlife. Years later, he opened Rockin' Fish LA Live and quickly became an integral part of the Zislis Group as director of operations. A sports aficionado and wine lover, Luis thrives off the energy of the restaurant industry and is an integral part of Circa. Christy Olamon, at 26, the youngest general manager of Pitfire Artisan Pizza's eight-unit mini chain, is a four-year veteran, having started with the company as a server. A classically trained ballet dancer, Christy hails from the Northern California town of Vacaville. She attended Fresno State University before landing a position as corporate trainer for Applebee's. Christy has been instrumental in helping Pitfire grow from three stores to an eight-store nationally renowned leader in the world of upscale, fast casual restaurants. Apart from being a tireless and passionate leader, she is also the inventor of Pitfire's famed dessert, the Smothered Cookie. Christy currently resides in Long Beach with her fiancé, Chef Anthony Calderon, and their dog, Bozo. Matt, Angie, Luis, Christy, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We've got a full house today, Joe.
Yes, we do, and this is going to be exciting because what we're really talking about, I think, today, and I'm going to start with you, Matt. What we're really talking about today is a fusion of a lot of different trends. I mean, with Christy and the fast casual moniker. I mean, these are new trends in food that are happening all over the country, really. But there's something special about what's happening in the South Bay, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, the South Bay. You know, I moved out here close to 5 years ago, and the dining scene was, I don't know, I guess somewhat obsolete. There wasn't that much going on. Every time we would want to go get like a really good bite to eat, we'd have to travel up to Hollywood or downtown or wherever that may be. But then a few years ago, stuff started rolling in. Like Simsy's kind of helped push a lot of the newer, you know, fast casual restaurants down here. MB Post opened. Then obviously Mike Zislis is a, you know, he's a beast within this community, and he started opening up really good restaurants. And it's kind of turned everything around. And nowadays you don't really need that fine dining aspect. You know, Pitfire came on the scene not too long ago and just kind of started dominating everybody. And I guess people started to realize you can get a really good meal and not have a white tablecloth, you know, sitting in front of you and fine china. It's really opened people's eyes. And now it's starting to creep down here into the South Bay, and I think it's coming alive slowly but surely.
Now, I know Christy is listening, but now I'm going to ask you, Christy, a question, so get ready. I just want to know, how do you feel about the moniker fast casual? I mean, or the fact that what you're doing is new and different. Is that true? Is it really an old thing that's just come back, or is it really new?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's always been around, but I do think that it's a new thing to be so big in the community. It's huge to have a place where you can have nice high-end food, but your kids can play with clay and run around at the same time.
Okay.
Joe, I got to ask something. Matt might be able to answer this best. The fast casual thing, what he was saying about getting really good food without the white tablecloth experience, do you think that's because we're a beach community? Because we're so casual, we've always been so casual, and nobody wants to have to get dressed up to go out and have good food? Do you think that's it, or is this happening elsewhere? Or did we start it? I don't know.
No, it's happening in cities all over the country. You know, people are realizing that people expect quality now, but they don't want to pay the high price tag. And, you know, and chefs are becoming more glorified every day with all these cooking shows and stuff, and they're experimenting more, but they want to do it at their own pace. You know, they don't want to jump into this restaurant that doesn't, you know, either represent who they are. And people are just, chefs are creating awesome things, and they just want to do it, you know, at their own pace, like I said. And, you know, that's just, it's something that's kind of taking over the whole country. And if you went to any little city throughout the country, you'd see the same thing happening as it is here in Manhattan Beach.
Okay.
All right. Now, Luis, I want to bring you into the conversation because I want to get a sense of how new or how different this whole, issue is. Well, I mean, now we're talking about Cicerones and fine brews, and you never heard this 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
Well, I think, like, if we're speaking primarily about Manhattan Beach. I think that Matt, similarly to Matt, I moved here about 6 years ago, and you're right, you didn't. And there was pockets in L.A. maybe, and maybe even Hollywood, where you would hear such things. But it was very small. It was a very small community that was really nerding out on beer or craft cocktails or the kind of food that we're discussing today. But it's really grown. I mean, I think L.A. in general has become more of a hub for not just food, but also beverage, be it beer or wine or cocktails, spirits.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say it's definitely a new trend for us here. But I think if you do any kind of traveling and you've been to the Chicago's and New York's, it's been going on for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just took a while to hit the West Coast.
So, Angie, tell me a little bit first about your experience, and is this new or a take on something old, this fast casual idea? And then let's start in on the food, because we talked a lot about brews last show. This is kind of Bite at the Beach part two. So let's talk about the food as well as the beer, the pairing with the brew.
The food is actually, our food is actually inspired by a lot of traveling. We know everybody, a lot of people are traveling now and experiencing a lot of local favorites. What we did was bring the best local favorites from different regions. And once we introduced these local favorites from other regions to our locals, they were so ecstatic. They were so happy. And a lot of people in the South Bay do travel and do have a sophisticated palate. And it's something that's taking off, and people really enjoying it. And we were talking about the casual atmosphere. To bring the community together, it's really natural for the beach communities to have a, you know, casual surrounding. Great food that's unusual or something that it's experimental or people are willing to try and then fall in love and then becomes our local favorites here.
Right. Now, can you tell me a little bit, Angie, about the food that will be paired with some brews that you'll be providing at Bite at the Beach?
Absolutely. It's a great honor to pair up with Goose Island, for sure. They're incredible craft beers, and it pairs really nicely with our homemade, kind of made-from-scratch food. We're going to be picking from around the globe, kind of. We're going to Central Asia. We're going to serve plov. It's simmered rice with spices and vegetables like carrots, onions, garbanzo, and some savory and sweet raisins. It's going to be paired up with really nice beers. And another thing we're going to serve is a local favorite, kale salad, which become, you know, in our health conscious South Bay, become an amazing hit. We're going to have chopped kale. We're going to have it served with garbanzo beans with amazing imported feta in our homemade herb dressing. And the last thing, we're going to get inspiration from Belgium. We're going to serve original Belgian waffles with yummy condensed milk and almonds. And it's going to be paired with another strong beer from Goose Island.
Waffles and beer?
Yes.
I love that. Joe, quick question. Have you been to Doma Kitchen yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, I have to tell you, Angie, when you first opened, I drove by several times. And one weekend, my husband and I were going to go out for dinner. And I said, oh, there's this great new place right on PCH. I said, let's check it out. It's called Doma Kitchen. And we went over there and pulled into a empty parking lot and realized that you were closed. And we did that about four times before I realized that you're a breakfast lunch place.
Actually, Jackie, we recently extended our hours.
Oh, okay.
And our neighbors are asking to extend our hours even longer to like 9 or 10. So please stop by in the evening.
Well, I eventually did. I've eaten there a couple of times now, yes. At breakfast and lunch. Mm. But I didn't realize you were open for dinner. Now we know.
Thank you.
You have to try it, Joe. It's really good. And it's a great setting.
And it sounds like you don't have to rush because they're willing to stay a little later, maybe.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you could bring your whole family and bring a dog. We're dog-friendly patio. There's a lot of art, and this is not a rush kind of a place for sure.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's a great addition to the neighborhood. It really is.
So, yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Angie. So, Christy, now I'm going to ask you a question. The question is, tell us a little bit about the food and the beer that you're pairing with, but we want to focus on the food and how that plays into Bite at the Beach.
Absolutely. We're actually we're going to be doing something a little bit special. We're going off the menu for the event. My executive chef, Andrew Lakin, he has created a beer-steamed clams and chorizo dish. We'll be steaming the clams with Strand Brewing Harvest Ball Orange Wheat. Excuse me. It's their seasonal. It's brand new for them, and we're really excited. We have a pretty good relationship with Strand Brewing, so we can't wait to be in a booth with them.
Okay.
So beer, steamed clams, and chorizo, is that all one dish or two separate dishes?
One dish.
So it'll be a pile of clams with some chorizo.
Yeah. Yes. Now, that sounds great because, I mean, clams have a very unique flavor but tend to be a specific kind of flavor, not a lot of heat, not a lot of sodium. But now you're adding the chorizo aspect, which can be, you can make it heat and whatever, and it's a little salty, and it's just, what a great combination.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. We're very excited.
Okay, I'm excited.
If it's a hit, will you add it to the menu? Does it work like that?
Yes and no. We've talked about it. It's been, you know, there's a lot of excitement about what we're doing, and I've talked to a lot of people about it, and they're all asking the same thing. So it's definitely been a topic, but we'll have to see.
Hmm. All right, exciting. And Luis, tell me a little bit about the foods that you will be providing, and they're obviously paired with brews, but we're going to focus on the food.
Yes, so we wanted to, because we're working the VIP hour, we wanted to keep things kind of light and, you know, the weather also, we wanted to keep it refreshing and light. So we have a couple of items that we'll be trade passing for that hour, mm-hmm. which are our signature wood-grilled harissa prawns, and those come with dates, Tunisian, and chili sauce, and pistachio. And we would grill those and in the restaurant, and we will do that also at the event.
Mm-hmm.
The other item that we'll be tray passing is crispy peewee potatoes, and our brand new signature item, which is the English pea toast. So those three items, we wanted to keep it really light and simple and pair well with the Sam Adams Barrel Reserve.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Crispy pea toast?
So it's English pea toast.
The English pea toast? What is that?
Yes. So basically we take a country loaf and we make a English pea puree. And there's a little bit of mint in there, some cheese, and we make a spread. We make a toast like you would at home. It's really delicious, really simple, really tasty.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
we're getting hungry here.
Yeah.
Joe, are you gonna be able to make it Saturday?
I think I will, absolutely. It's going to be tight. I'll be, I think I will. But, of course, I'm going to be, you know, at cert training. And that comes first.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, cert training comes first.
You can come in with your hard hat and vest.
Okay. I'll impersonate I forgot. What are they? The village people. That's nice. I'll be the construction worker. Or it looks like I'm the construction worker. This we're talking about Bite at the Beach. The event, which happens tomorrow, is so unique and different, and it could be a signature event for the chamber. They certainly are hopeful that it will become a signature event for the chamber. Matt, can you tell us a little bit about the event itself? Do you believe that this can be a signature event? Are there other events like this around the country?
There are similar events. I know there's another pairing aspect event in Colorado. And they're doing it. This is their first year as well. There's been food events since the dawn of time, and I've been to almost every darn one of them. And I feel like they all almost have the same exact element. You're just walking around and grazing like a herd of cattle through all these booths, and it just kind of gets boring after a while. So how we decided to mix this one up is by getting all the restaurants and all the breweries and actually, just combining them both to make a signature dish and pairing for this event, which we really wanted to celebrate. Now, so many people have been pairing food with wine for ages and doing wine dinners, and now with the craft beer scene just exploding, there's so many beer dinners all the time, and we really wanted to celebrate that at an event. And the other thing is, in every little pocket of L.A. has these huge events, downtown has a big event in Hollywood and Santa Monica. The South Bay really never had its signature food event, and we're hoping that this becomes just that.
Right. We want the flow to be from West L.A. and Hollywood South instead of the other way around.
Exactly.
Excellent. All right.
But we have to point out that the Manhattan Beach Chamber does host this event, and it's taking place in Manhattan Beach, but it's inclusive of restaurants throughout the South Bay. It's not just restaurants in Manhattan Beach, right?
Right.
Because Doma Kitchen's in Redondo, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of different elements that we wanted to celebrate, like bringing in home brewers to, brew their own beer and having panels of, chefs and Cicerones, and having Sam Adams come in and brew a beer just for this event. So there's all these different aspects, and now that I've learned that Christy was a ballet dancer, there might be another element to this show. You might see another little show happen. So.
That's exciting. I want to show up for that. I want to see that.
Hey. We'll see about that.
Hey, it's ballet. It's high culture.
Exactly. So people need to know. You can still get tickets by going to ManhattanBeachChamber.com, ManhattanBeachChamber.com, and if you just scroll down a little, you'll see Bite at the Beach. You can't miss it. And then you click on that, and then you can see the hours, VIP hour, 2 to 3, general admission, 3 to 7. And the location is really, really special, too. The location, the MBS, Manhattan Beach Studios Media Campus, is not a new venue, but it's a venue that some people may not have really explored lately. It's the new Manhattan Beach Studios installation that's been there for a few years. It started out as the Raleigh Studios, and it's really brought a lot of Hollywood attention to the South Bay, and it's pretty exciting.
And don't forget the most important part, Joe.
What's that?
When listeners of this show, when they buy their tickets,
right,
they get 20% off if they use the code MB360.
That's right. Just because you're a listener to this show, if you click the link and buy a ticket, but enter the code MB360, you'll get 20% off. So that's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, how much was the ticket? $100?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So you get a ticket for $80. That's a great deal.
That's very good. Yeah, very good. VIP tickets are $200, general admission $100. So
I, if if you I guess that applies to the VIP ticket, too.
I guess it does. James didn't tell us any different.
That's $40 off.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Awesome. So now we're sort of midway, and I want to leave lots and lots of time for discussion. So we're going to go to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. If you'd like to call in or you have a comment, we'd love to hear from you. If you comment or question, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We're having a great time talking about food and craft beer. And now we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future when it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars. You'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. That's Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong.
All right. So now we've talked a little bit about the foods. I guess we could go into a little bit more depth on that.
I want to ask Luis about Circa.
Sure.
So tell me, how is Circa doing? How is it evolving? I haven't been in a while.
Well, thank you. You know, we opened February of last year, and over the last year, it's evolved quite well. Things are really going great. We've gotten great support from the community, and we really appreciate that. We really feel like we're part of the community here in Manhattan Beach. And, you know, we all know how important that is. We have great support here. And we're really proud of the fact that we've brought something really unique to the community with craft cocktails and kind of a different type of drinking that we were used to down here. And I think that people have really taken to it and really made it their own. You know, a year ago, it's kind of funny that we, you know, when we first opened, I think we were doing probably 90% vodka sodas and, you know, maybe 5% like craft cocktails. And now it's completely a different story.
Really?
We mostly do craft cocktails. The vodka sodas are, you know, you're always going to get that. And that's totally, we embrace that. But people really want to kind of experiment and try new cocktails. And, you know, our bartender's choice is wildly popular because our bartenders really know what they're doing, and you kind of put yourself in their hands, and they provide a great experience for you, you know. As far as food, we're chucking right along, and, you know, we've had some changes in culinary vision and chefs, and we actually have an expansion coming up really, really soon. We're looking to expand our menu quite a bit, and move on to our next evolution, if you will, of the restaurant. So we have some great new dishes coming, so please stay tuned for that.
Awesome.
Do you still do the Sunday supper?
We don't. The Sunday supper was a experiment for us that was really interesting. We wanted to do an idea of, you know, exactly what it sounds like, a Sunday supper where family comes in and, you know, you eat together, you kind of just share, you know, your meal as a family. And the problem with that was that people still wanted the regular menu, and it was really hard for us to try to do both. So
yeah.
We had to make a choice, and we decided that we were just going to do our menu, our regular menu. And it's worked out really well for us. I wish we could do both. We just don't have, you know, as any restaurateurs know or people that can cook in kitchens know, that, you know, you have limited space back there, and to execute well, you kind of have to choose your battles.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed those. I went to a couple of those.
They were great. We enjoyed doing them. I wish we could have found a way to make both work, because they were great fun.
It was a great concept, too. It was a flat fee.
Yeah,
you know,
you
it was
to,
yeah absolutely.
The whole family. Yeah.
You have to open two restaurants.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all. That's it. Just simple.
That's it.
Yeah.
I agree. it's that easy, right?
right. That easy. Only Mike Zislis can do that.
That's true. If anyone can do it, Mike can do it.
what's the address for Circa?
903 Manhattan Avenue.
Right. And
right in the downtown.
Give us the contact information for Circa, phone number, website, so forth.
So our website is circamb.com, so Circa, C-I-R-C-A-M-B as in Manhattan Beach, .com. And our phone number is, our direct line is 310-374-4422. And we're open six nights a week. The only day we're closed is Monday.
Okay.
And
we
Joe,
open at 5 o'clock. We have a great happy hour, by the way, from 5 to 6:30.
All right.
Joe, you know that's another one of my another word that gets me every time I hear people saying it. It's an Italian word.
Yeah.
Circa. Circa. In Italian, it's pronounced circa. But nobody here pronounces it that way, and it makes me crazy. In Italian, C-I is pronounced ch.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, the restaurant in New York, Cipriani's.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Actually pronounced Cipriani's, but nobody knows that.
Yeah.
And so it kind of makes me just a little crazy, but I can't change the world.
No. All you can do is go to Italy and be comfortable.
Yeah, I'll
one
go next
week. One person at a time.
Yeah. I'll go next week.
Okay. Why don't you go next week? That'll be good.
I'll go next week. Okay.
And and Christy, I want to ask you a little bit about that same issue. Tell us about your restaurant and tell us about what's going on.
All right. Well, we've been, as a company, we've been around for 16 years. In Manhattan Beach, we've been here for a little bit over a year.
Yeah.
We're so happy to be here. This community is perfect for us, because that's one of our biggest passions is community.
Right.
And, you know, any time that you walk into a Pitfire at dinner time, everyone's talking, everyone knows everyone, and it's great. It's really fun. We do artisan pizzas, which, you know, we have wood-burning ovens and all that. We also do pastas, salads, paninis, smothered cookies, as you all heard earlier.
Tell us about that smothered cookie.
Oh, it's amazing. It's my favorite thing. A really amazing girl created it as well, so.
Describe it.
Okay, so we have fresh baked chocolate chip cookies or peanut butter cookies that we make in-house every day. And we have Strauss Farm organic soft serve ice cream. And we put the soft serve on top of the warm cookie with chocolate or caramel, or my favorite is chocolate, caramel, and sea salt. And it's amazing.
It sounds amazing.
It's so good.
I want a peanut butter cookie version of the smothered.
The sea salt just did it for me.
I'm good with that. What's the address of your restaurant?
The address is 401 Manhattan Beach Boulevard, right on the corner of Morningside and Manhattan Beach Boulevard.
Okay. And give us the contact information, website, phone number, stuff like that.
Oh, right. Our phone number is 310-359-9555. We also have a website. It's pitfirepizza.com.
Okay.
You can order online from Chow Now and our Pitfire Pizza app, or from our website.
Right. Okay. And there are 8 locations around the country?
There are, yes.
8 locations around the country. How is that going? I mean, the whole experience of trying to project what you do someplace else, obviously with a partner, but How is that experience going?
Like in all the different parts of LA, is that?
Well, yeah. Or do you have a location in, for instance, Chicago or New York?
We don't. We are all of our locations are in Southern California.
Oh, wow.
The furthest one we have is Orange County, Costa Mesa.
Okay. Well, okay.
But other than that, we're a Southern California-based restaurant group. You know, we're in completely different communities throughout LA.
Right.
So each location is very different. We have the same menu, but we're all completely different and very community-based. So we all have, you know, have aspects of where we are located,
right.
Basically.
Right. Thank you for that. And that's, I just wanted to get the basic contact information. We can't do it at the end of the show. We have to kind of weave it in throughout the rest of the show.
Right. Next time, yeah.
Exactly. So let's go to Angie. Angie, tell us a little bit about DOMA and then tell us, well, what special dish are you going to be making for tomorrow's Bite at the Beach?
Well, we opened about 10 months ago last July, and the idea was to create a local hangout and serve multicultural food. Our environment is really creative. It's all outdoor, patio. It's doggy-friendly. And our chef, Christina, serves incredibly fresh, most premium product food you could ever find. It's simple. There's no sauces or a lot of fat and stuff. We really cater to our health conscious community. We're going to be serving kale salad, plov, simmered rice, and we're going to serve Belgian waffles. And like Jackie said, it's going to be really cool to have Belgian waffles with beer. It's going to be a really unique experience.
Oh, alcohol and sugar. Those are the stuff.
Right?
There you go. That's
so
it.
It could be the new wine and chocolate. Waffles and beer. I love that.
Yeah.
And Joe, I don't know, because everybody else was mentioning, everybody's talking about how community-oriented all of these eateries are. DOMA has had at least one art show that I know about. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Angie?
Absolutely. I have a design background. I'm really passionate about art and fashion and trends and stuff. And our community is actually a lot more, creative and talented than we ever thought. Just give them a place and they'll come up with really creative stuff. Once a month, we hold an art show or art event, and we had about two already, and our next one is going to be in June, and it's going to be themed doggy on the patio, or puppies on the patio. We haven't decided on the name yet, and it's going to be awesome. Our customers are going to come with their dogs.
Yes.
And we're going to have dog-themed art. We're going to have live painting of the dogs. We're going to have a charity that we're going to be supporting that might be even some doggies for adoption. And it's all going to be really interactive and fun, and people are going to eat and enjoy themselves.
It has to be alliteration. It has to be puppies on the patio.
Or patio pups.
Right?
Or
patio pups.
Patio pups. That's good.
Okay,
so
I can bring my dog. I can bring my dog, and she can have her portrait taken.
Absolutely, even painted or portrait painted or taken a picture of. Come by, Jackie, and bring your friends and people who don't have puppies but love puppies. Please come by and then check it out. The locals and their wonderful furry babies.
Wow.
Awesome. So, Angie, give us the what's the address of DOMA?
So, we're located in the heart of Redondo Beach. We are 420 North Pacific Coast Highway and corner of Barrel and PCH. And you can't miss us. We have an awesome wood fence with a lot of chalkboards. And the parking is, we have a limited parking, but there's plenty of parking right behind us on
Gertruda.
Right.
And so tell us the contact information, phone number, website.
Our phone number, thank you. Our phone number is 310-372-7298, and you could find us online at domakitchencafe.com.
Great. Wonderful.
So, Joe.
Yes.
I want to hear about the other restaurants that are going to be at Bite at the Beach that aren't represented here today. It's not just these three restaurants. There's a lot more.
Right.
Matt, can you tell us that, or should we wait for James? Or
I can tell you as much as my mind can remember. There is going locally. MB Post is going to be involved. So that, and then Fishing with Dynamite. Fish Bar is paired up with King Harbor. Tin Roof Bistro is paired up with Monkish Brewery, which is local as well. Let's see, even like I said last week, Manhattan Creamery is paired up with Ohana Brewery, so they'll be bringing their ice cream sandwiches, so that's going to be a neat pairing.
Ice cream and beer and waffles
God.
And beer. This
yes.
is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Yes. No, it totally will be. We didn't want to have just your normal average pairing, like have every restaurant be either, you know, new American or whatever. We want it to be pretty eclectic. And so we even reached out to Connie Seafood, which is out in Englewood, and so that's a Baja-style cuisine. They're going to be bringing a ceviche and their agua chilies and pairing it with the Dudes Brewery, so that's going to be very neat as well.
Wow, this is going to be so much fun. How many restaurants are taking part?
We have 20 restaurants and 20 breweries.
Wow. Okay. All right. This is going to be good. I'm going to be there. I think everybody's going to be there.
Well, awesome. Yeah, I think everyone's going to be there.
It's going to be like old hometown week.
And it's not going to be crowded. Everyone will fit. Yes.
Yeah,
I think
it's
everyone.
Huge.
Actually, it is huge. I don't know exactly which studio they're going to be in.
Have you been to MBS Studios yet, Joe?
When it was Raleigh Studios, I spent quite a bit of time there, but I haven't been there yet lately. I don't know where they're going to be, but it's huge. Facility. I mean, it's, I don't know,
yeah.
20
well,
acres or something. That's crazy.
Last year, they had White Light, White Night there.
Yes. Yes.
And I think they used the entire facility for that. Indoors, outdoors, everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome location for either a TV show or a Bite at the Beach. So it's great. I can't wait, and I guess we're gonna get James in soon. But before you know, we get him in. We've got another couple minutes. Luis, tell us a little bit about what you think this really will do for the Manhattan Beach, South Bay in general food scene, if it becomes a big event every year. Do you think it can be a really big event?
I think it'll absolutely be a big event. I think that, you know, I think in the industry we always use the word geeking out. I think that we all kind of go to each other's restaurants and geek out on the food or geek out on, you know, drinks, cocktails, wine, whatever. And I think that the general public is starting to do that. I think in general people are more and more educated about what they're consuming. And these events are always fun in that they – hello?
Go on, please.
So I think that they're always interesting in that they take a life of their own, and whether it be White Light, White Night, or the Manhattan Beach Wine Auction, it's such a great social environment that people just want to enjoy themselves, kind of eat from all the restaurants in the neighborhood and really enjoy their beer and you know, and a beautiful evening usually or afternoon.
Right.
So
right.
As far as pushing the dining scene, I think anytime you can expose this many restaurants in one setting, that it's always going to be a good thing, you know?
It is a good thing. I mean, obviously, it's great for the economy. So even from a business perspective, I think it can be a very, very good thing, to the point where hopefully, you know, at some point, if you're not involved with Bite at the Beach, you're missing out on a huge business opportunity.
Yeah, and I there's so many talented people and chefs and people that are putting wine lists together or doing great cocktail menus and it's hard to get to every place, you know. Even for us that we try to eat out as often as possible whenever we're not working, it's tough to get everywhere. So whenever we can bring all of them to you in one place, that's a big win for everybody.
Right. And we've just been joined by James O'Callaghan, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Hi, James. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So we've got a full house today, James. We've got Matt, Christy, Luis, and Angie. And so I just want you to give us an overview of how the Chamber views this event, Bite at the Beach, and what your hopes and plans are for this event.
Yeah, well, about 2 years ago, we started talking about doing a Taste of Manhattan, basically. You know, most other cities have one. There's been a couple of attempts at it here in the community. And, you know, the idea came along to also do the craft beer pairing with it because of the growing community here in the the South Bay. Mm-hmm. So it was a great opportunity to bring the two together, highlight a lot of the offerings we have here. And as the LA Weekly had done last week in a big article, they were sharing that, you know, while we've had such a tremendous grouping of restaurants in this area, a lot of people from the west side of LA and up that way don't want to come down just to try one restaurant, but to get them all together in one place gave an opportunity to show them what's here so they'll come back on their own for regular viewing of these restaurants. So
right.
The idea is really just to highlight a lot of the offerings in the community and bring people here that may not normally come on a regular basis.
Right. My hometown, Chicago, had lots and lots of, you know, amazing restaurants all over the city, north side, west side, south side, of course, great soul food and so forth, but it took an event like Taste of Chicago, which is like it's an annual event that draws people from all over the country. Taste of Chicago because it's a great venue, Navy Pier, and it's you know the finest cuisine from Poland and you know, Lithuania and from the south and, you know, Italian and Chinese. It's just an explosion of the neighborhood atmosphere that's in Chicago in a food sense. And it really is a great event. So now we can do something like this in the South Bay, and that's wonderful. And the Manhattan Beach Chamber is promoting this and sponsoring this. It's just another thing that the Chamber is bringing to the South Bay. Of course, it's the South Bay event. It's not just Manhattan. It's Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan. I'm sure other cities will participate eventually in the future. It's great.
James, do you have a list of the other restaurants that are going to be taking part? Matt told us a couple of them. Do you know any other ones?
Unfortunately, while I'm running, I have not been able to keep a list in front of me, so I apologize. But I'm sure Matt gave a good
Nobody
example.
Has a list. Nobody has a list.
Well, I have kind of a list. There's Darren's, there's Simsy's, there's Paul Martin's, Fishing with Dynamite, Salt Creek Grill, Pit Fire Pizza, Fish Bar, Petros, The Ripe Choice Catering. I know that. That's
Mark Lips.
Tammy Lips, the right Ripe Choice Catering, Tin Roof Bistro, Manhattan Beach Post, Sesame Moe's. Oh my God, that's good. Manhattan Beach Fresh Brothers, Manhattan Beach Creamery, Rockin' Fish, and then Grimaldi's Brick Oven Pizzeria, Doma, of course, and we were talking with Luis about the Circa and Canise food.
Connie.
I'm sorry, Luis?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Canise? Is it Canise? Is that how it's pronounced?
I don't know what that, I'm sorry.
Or Canise, or, I don't know. Maybe.
Is that
no,
a restaurant?
Well,
Connie?
Yeah, I mean, if we're referring to our cuisine, it's more of a small bites type of restaurant, and we're, you know, take global inspiration, you know, kind of taking dishes from all over the world.
There is an actual restaurant, C-O-N-I apostrophe S-E-A. Or Cunny
Seafood. It's probably cut off. It's supposed to be seafood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
No, sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Quite a
okay,
list.
Cunny Seafood.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I wanted to ask James. James, did you plan this at this specific date and time because this is American Craft Beer Week? Did that have anything? Did you... Because American Craft Beer Week is this week, and then I think the first week in June is L.A. Beer Week. Did you fit this in between those on purpose, or did it just happen like that by luck?
I wish we could take credit for that. There was really 3 days on the calendar where we had an option of doing this, and this was the one that worked best for everybody. So while I'd love to say we did that on purpose, it just kind of worked out that way.
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. This is something that we've talked a lot about in the last year. I think it's something that's exciting. You can go to brewersassociation.org, just www.brewersassociation.org, and find out more about American Craft Beer Week, which is obviously happening all over America. It's awesome.
Yep, people that love their beer are in heaven.
I think so. So, James, are there any other announcements for the chamber?
Well, obviously, tomorrow is a huge day for us and the community here, so that's our main focus at the moment. But everybody should be on the lookout in June. We will be holding our second annual business expo in Manhattan Beach, so highlighting all of the local businesses there. And then in July, on the 11th, I believe, we will be hosting the Economic Forum, and it will have a focus on the changing economy in the South Bay. So look forward to that.
Okay. All right. Then we'll focus, though, now, ladies and gentlemen, you really need to take a look at what's going to happen at the Manhattan Beach Studios. Tomorrow, starting starting at like 2 p.m., the VIP hour, 2 to 3, and then general admission, 3 to 7 p.m. You can get tickets at manhattanbeachchamber.com, and it's just going to be an amazing event. Hopefully a lot of people from the west side and up north and yonder will be coming as well.
People from Orange County can come too.
They can come too. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave them out.
Don't forget south of us.
And of course, if they mention the code MB360 in the purchase of their tickets, they will get a 10%, 20% discount. There you go. All right. That's exciting. So we're excited about the event. We're excited about everyone. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Excellent. Matt, do you have some contact information that you'd like to give out? How do we get in touch with you if we just want to, like, tell you what we think of you?
To tell me what you think of me? Wow. I don't know if I want to give out that information. You can find me on the World Wide Web at localitela.com. So that's localitela.com.
All All right. All right. Do you want to give a phone number or not? That's good enough.
Well, yeah, I can give you my personal phone number. That's area code 732. That's New Jersey. I still haven't changed it. So that's 732-910-1792.
Awesome.
Okay, you just stepped in it, Matt.
Now everyone's going to be telling me their opinion of me.
Yeah.
Right.
Either text or... Yeah, I wish I had an actual work number, but unfortunately I do not.
Okay, that's cool. And Christy, thank you so much for joining us. What an exciting restaurateur you are.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. It was exciting, and we got your contact information earlier. But what we're talking about there is Pit Fire Pizza. Show up and have fun.
Yes.
Luis, Circa,
yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
That's right. That's the beginning of a Bob Marley song. Okay.
That is.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't either.
But it's like it's so unique. It's like dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. You know,
I can name that tune in.
Awesome. And
that should be the next show.
And
name
Angie,
that tune.
Yeah, absolutely. And Angie, thank you so much for joining us from DOMA.
Thank you for having me on your program. It was lots of fun.
I hope you enjoyed it, and I will definitely show up late, but I will be there.
Look forward to it.
Habitually late, but I will be there, I promise. And
that's all we ask.
I'm sorry?
So that's all we ask is that you're there.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
I'm going to be there. What am I, chopped liver? I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there early.
She's always early.
I'm going to be there early. Yeah.
But I've never seen Joe out of the radio element. This will be a star spotting.
Okay.
It is sometimes hard to pick me out in a crowd of people in Manhattan Beach, but I hopefully I'll stand out, and I don't know.
Yeah.
All you have to do is talk, Joe.
Okay.
Everybody will recognize your voice.
I guess it's funny, but. James O'Callaghan, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me as well.
All right, thank you. And we're very happy to do these shows, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, celebrating the best of what the chamber offers. It's every Friday at 8 a.m. We get to talk with chamber members, we talk with local businesses, we talk about these events that are coming up that really are shaping the future of the South Bay and sponsored and driven by the passion in the member businesses and the staff of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, and we love doing this. This is awesome. So thank you, Jackie. And Jackie, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, belated birthday.
Thank you.
And
it was fun.
Nothing happens without Jackie Balestra. Nothing happens without.
I don't know about that.
if Jackie doesn't write about it, it doesn't exist. So. Well, thank you, everybody. That's our show for today. ManhattanBeachChamber.com, MB360 for your 20% discount. Do it. See you there tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Don't hang up, everybody, but I'm going to let the audience go. So bye-bye, audience. We'll see you tomorrow. You get a sighting of Joe Terry live. Bye-bye.